Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. My first point today is health is luck, dot, 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 and self-respect. Woo! The first time I ever said that, it was by accident on stage, and I heard myself, I was like, ooh! And the audience kind of hushed out a little bit. I thought, uh-oh, I'm in trouble. But here's what I mean by that. Health, we have to understand, there is a evolutionary and a biological reason that you feel the way that you do, right? It's very important to understand in both, I really believe, mental health and physical health, it is that kind of 50-50 kind of thing. And when we blend it together, by the way. But there's no question that some people biologically feel more fatigued or more depressed or more anxious. We have to understand that you and me are not the same biologically in how our energy might be. And I hope that that always introduces empathy and compassion, that there's a big luck card that we get. I have friends literally who are born without limbs. I have friends who are born with conditions in which their brain functions in very unhealthy ways. I have friends who've died so early of cancer. I have friends who have struggled with mental health. I have friends who've committed suicide. I have friends and family who struggle constantly with all sorts of biological health issues that is quote unquote not their fault. And it's important to realize that. Some of you feel terrible biologically, even though you're drinking all your water, you're eating all your greens, you do move and you do exercise. And so I'm here to say there is no preaching. We all have to take the cards we've been dealt and figure out how to care for ourselves, how to optimize the best that we can, how to improve, even if it's a little bit, incremental by incremental. But it starts with a biological understanding of where we are at. And this is why, again, as a person who's not a medical professional, I'm like, listen, if you don't understand closely how you feel and why you feel the way that you do, please, 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 if you've never done it, go get a full workup of every friggin' health test you can. As an adult, as somebody who's accountable for your health, go get the blood tests. Go see the nutritionists or the dietitians. Go work out with the trainer. Go literally do all the genetic testing that you can do to understand what's up with you. I always tell the story of a friend of mine who's one of my partners in one of my businesses, one of my best friends in the world, who discovered at the age of 40 that, you know, every morning he always had the sniffles and his nose was running and he's clearing his throat and everything, and found at the age of 40 that he was allergic to eggs. At the age of 40. Didn't know, spent 40 years having these reactions that made him fatigued and blowing his nose and everything because he was allergic to eggs. And I think that's a sad thing about our society, is that we're not taught or trained or honestly empowered or equipped or served with some simple health support when we're young that says, hey, look, seems like you're allergic to this thing. Don't eat it. I mean, how is that not part of our educational process, right? Or our healthcare system, that of course we would all find out very early on and be tested multiple stages of our life, including every new decade. What are we allergic to? What preconditions might we have? What's our genetic makeup leading us towards? So this is where I say health is luck, right? health might be luck, but it's your job to be aware. Your job. No one else's. No one's going to come and save you here. You've got to do the testing and see the medical professionals and dietitians and people who can help you optimize and care for your body. I believe that has to be something we demand of ourselves. It's not served to us, at least not in the society I live in. So we have to take accountability for it. Hey, it's Brendan jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level in your life right now? The next level of joy, abundance, success? Then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You got to track your moods and your habits. You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world. And you got to stay inspired and accountable so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing. That's what the Growth Day app is going to help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app. It has all of the tools you need, all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week, to track your breakthroughs, and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term. So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Every day, you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now. So health is luck, dot, dot, dot. But here's the thing. It's also self-respect and self-love. This is a hard thing I have to deliver to a lot of clients. I've had to deliver it to teams and employees all around the world. It is a very tough thing to say to people, and I get why people don't like when I do. And when I say it's self-respect, what I mean like this is, I'll give you an example, maybe a metaphor. Would you go to, you know, one of your random neighbor's house? Would you go there and, you know, pull up in a big, with a big dump truck of garbage and shovels and just go start shoveling in and breaking their windows and vandalizing their house? Of course, everyone says, well, no, I wouldn't, unless you hate your neighbor. But most people don't, what are you talking about, Brendan? Would I vandalize my neighbor's house and throw garbage in? Of course I wouldn't. And yet we vandalize the very temple that we have been given. We throw garbage in the very temple that we have been given. And what I found through years of studying psychology, but also actually doing the academic research and also doing the field testing with all our millions of high performance clients over the years, is as one's self-respect and self-worth go up, their health habits improve. In fact, often when their health habits improve, their self-respect goes up. I really believe it is a perpetual evergreen loop. Someone with greater self-respect and self-love, of course they want to care for their temple because they care for their life. They care for their energetic force. They see themselves as stewards of the temple or stewards of the energy or the spark inside. They care for their energy levels because they care for themselves. And I've been there. So if you think I'm preaching here, for those who don't know my story, when I was 19 years old, I had suicidal ideation and planning. I'd had a huge breakup in my life. I did not have the emotional tools needed to deal with that situation in my life. And so I fell into a deep pattern of self-hatred and stopped taking care of myself entirely. I mean, entirely. Not eating, not showering, not, you know, doing anything. And so I understand that path. I've been down that path. I've coached through that path. And I have to share with you that we have to be attentive to the deep correlation between how we care about ourselves and think of ourselves and our self-worth and our health practices. It's really vital. It's very important. If you're not taking care of yourself, there's an emotional reason and an identity reason. Something about yourself that you are blocked by, upset about, angry about, sometimes
disgusted about, or there's that self-hatred. And so I'm here to tell you that is one reason, especially in the world of mental health, I'm always like, see a therapist. If your health practices have sucked for two decades, if your health practice has sucked for a decade, don't blame it on your sweet tooth. Go see a therapist. Get some emotional support to understand what's the underlying thing happening here that I'm not taking care of myself. So I begin our health conversation by recommending therapy if you have not been practicing health habits well, especially over a period of time. There's sometimes trauma there. There's sometimes negative self-talk there. There's sometimes patterns that are hard to break without a professional assisting you. And so I'm always that person who's like, hey, I'm gonna tell you to optimize. I'm gonna challenge you. I'm also gonna say, if you've really struggled with this for a long time, get some help, babe. Sometimes you need that. And so please hear that respectfully from me because I care about your health. What do I mean by this? Other than that, with health is self-respect. Well, you know what? Sometimes when we keep ourselves accountable, when we say we're gonna do something, like work out, when we say we're gonna do something, like eat better, when we say we're gonna do something, take a walk after dinner, when we say we're gonna do something, good morning routine, when we say we're gonna do something, work out with friends, when we say we're gonna do something, sleep at a regular time, and we actually follow through on what we said we're going to do, we become healthy mentally and obviously physically because we follow the practices. Self-respect is earned by following through on what we say to ourselves in a positive light. If we say, I'm gonna practice this positive thing, and we do it, even if it's just get up, put the shoes on, go for the walk, you said you're gonna do it and you did it, your brain, bing, hits with dopamine of self-respect that says, good job, I followed through. Follow through is self-respect. If we want more health, we need more esteem, self-esteem, the respect of oneself, the belief in oneself, because we have a track record. We say, I am a person who follows through. Maybe I haven't done it before, but I'm a person from this day forward. There's a demarcation line. There was the old me who made a commitment, who didn't follow through. There's the new me who's gonna get help, support, plans of action, routines in place, recalibration so I can reset, and I'm gonna go. There's the new me that progresses because I said I was gonna do it. I'm gonna do it, babe. Self-respect. Our health is a reflection of self-respect. Respect of the temple, respect of the spark inside, respect of our values and our dreams to have a sense of aliveness and energy and mental stamina in our life. I've never met someone who said, I just want to be tired all the time. We know we have the biological impulse to want to feel good and have energy and to live life. It's upon ourselves to respect that impulse, to show up for that impulse, to work for that impulse, to respect ourselves by following through. I know you already know that, but the day you commit to that understanding of following through on what you said you're gonna do, I'm telling you what, as your esteem goes up, of course you'll take care of yourself better. Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day, because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review, because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community, so be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com.
Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the U.S., you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me. 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, it's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio. So can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community. .com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people, and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.